Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are talking about our destinations that we have on our long, long list of places where we want to go. Because when you think about the world, I mean, there are so many places to go. It's like, you know, so many places, but so few, you know, hours and minutes and days to do it. Isn't there a saying or something like that?
There is.
Yeah, like, you know, lots of things to do, but not a lot of time.
Yeah, so much with so little time.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is with travel. So you make these lists and then you check them off and you kind of decide, well, what do I want to do? What looks like, you know, the best or the fun thing to do or the thing that I can even fit in my budget, because we do have to take that into consideration with travel too. It's not always so inexpensive to do.
I guess that's true. I forget that sometimes.
I know. I forget that sometimes too. And I'm just adding things to the list. But hey, I'm really excited about where I'm going this year. I'm going to Sheridan, Wyoming. Nice. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Well, I hadn't heard of it either, although it is pretty popular of a city in Wyoming. It is a beautiful city that is has a fascinating history. It's surrounded by the dynamic backdrop of the Bighorn Mountains and, you know, really has a beautiful vista where you can also see glaciers. So, I mean, it sounds like it's really, really beautiful. So I can't wait to go. I will be going in the summer, so I won't be going in the winter when there's lots of snow and lots of ice all around. And I'm sure people do go out to do a lot of skiing and everything there. But, you know, it's really known because it's the epicenter for festivals, for all kinds of events throughout the year that take place there. So I'm looking forward to go so that I can do some of these events and go to some of these festivals. Now, there are some other towns that are near, like Bighorn, which has golf and has polo fields. Now, I've never actually watched a polo match, so I may try and see if I can fit that in if that's going on at the time. Have you guys ever seen a polo match?
No, and I don't know how many people can say they've seen a polo match in Wyoming.
Yes. You know? I saw one in LA, actually, which is kind of random, but I can't imagine what it would be like in Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have lots of horses out there because there's lots of wide open spaces. So there's got to be enough room and space to actually do these polo matches. But that's one of the things that you can do. And of course, my favorite thing to do is shopping. So there are lots of shops and restaurants and things like that, along with some historic buildings in Bighorn. So a lot of history there. Then there's also some other charming cities that you can venture out and go to, a city called Dayton and a city called Manchester, which offers a lot of the same kinds of things, like great shopping for crafts. They're like local crafts from local artists, a lot of music, a lot of dining opportunities. And then there's also a city called Story. Now, I actually had heard of Story before, which is a small community. So I'm not sure how I'd heard of Story, but I hadn't heard of Sheridan. But either way, I'm looking forward to checking out all of them. Now, something really cool that I think is kind of interesting is that they have festivals there called the Third Thursday. And it's a street festival, which takes over the historic district. Of course, this takes place in the summer. I can't imagine it taking place during the winter. So it goes on from June until September. And it's actually fun for the whole family. So it's something for everyone to do there. The markets that are there, the little street vendors. Of course, you can check out the restaurants at that time. You can do all of those kinds of things during the Third Thursday. So it's just a couple of those. If you kind of add it up, it's not that many from June to September. Then there's also something called Bighorn Country USA, which has 17 artists over a three-day span, which they're featured as part of like camping and music. So they're combining those two. And it's really a music festival. So can you imagine camping out and then just kind of listening to music for 3 days? It almost sounds a little bit like, you know, some of the music festivals back in the 70s or so.
Do you see yourself doing that?
I don't know. I mean, I could get the, you know, kind of maybe the outfit. I don't know.
Look, I can't imagine you camping at a music festival.
Glamping I could do.
Yeah, yes.
But it does say camping, so I guess we have to assume that it really means camping, not glamping.
Yeah, it's like Coachella. Now, Coachella and Indio Valley in California is kind of like that.
Yeah, well, you can go and you can hear music and camp at the same time.
Yeah, you go hear music, you camp.
That's or really, glamp.
Or glamp. Yeah, that's the main way people go because it's out in the middle of a valley. So to go out to a hotel or something and come back in takes forever.
So you just camp out there and just bring your food and get ready to listen to music and probably have a great time with the folks, other folks who are out there doing it. It sounds like a really good group trip to me. And also, too, what happens in this area is rodeo. Now, there's something else I've never attended a rodeo. But, you know, I've seen them on TV and I've always thought, how do they do that? Is it kind of rigged some way, or, you know, is there some way that they're making themselves stay on the, you know, on the cows or the horses or what, you know, whatever they're doing the rodeo with? And I don't know. I would love to see that. Yeah. That would be really interesting to see as well. And the rodeo takes place July 10th through the 16th. And this year would be the 87th year that they're bringing top rodeo cowboys and cowgirls, so this is a girl sport as well, from all around the world to compete.
Wow.
And you can just imagine, I can just see this probably very action-packed. There's probably a lot of things going on, people moving and cheering, and oh, I just, dust flying all over.
New experiences in the new year.
Yeah, new experiences in the new year, absolutely. And there are lots to do here. Then, of course, they have what so many cities are doing now, and that's Brew Fest and Wine Fest. So there are breweries out there in Wyoming, too. In case you were wondering, yes, they're out there, too. So for Doc Beale, he's no longer with us on the phone here. But for Doc Beale, if you're still listening, you can also go out and have some culinary things as well with a little beer and wine.
He's taking notes.
I'm sure he's been taking notes of all the foods that we've talked about.
Yes.
Now, there's another festival, too, that I think is really, really cool, because I really like culture, and I like going to places where you can really experience not only the culture today, but those festivals that kind of reach back and keep us connected with some of our old traditional culture, too. And they have something called the First People's Powwow, and that takes place July 12th through 14th, and it goes on during the same time as the rodeo is going on. And the powwow is just this fantastic event of dance and ceremony and one-of-a-kind kind of things taking place during that time. It also includes a parade. And what's neat about it is that it's free. So if you're there and attending the rodeo, hey, it makes sense that you would go and also attend the powwow as well. So really, really interesting area there. But, you know, a couple of other things about it, too. In 1894, Congress passed the Wyoming Wilderness Act, designating an area called Cloud Peak, which is part of the Bighorn Mountains. They declared that a protected area. And it's named this because it's the tallest mountain in the Bighorn National Park. So it reaches up to the clouds. You can just imagine. And Nicole, I know when you were in Hawaii recently, you actually went above the clouds.
I did. So I went to Mount Haleakala on Maui, which is all the way up above the clouds. It's crazy to be up there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Bill has done that too. He did that in Hawaii as well. So
and then you're like, wait, what is that down there? That's a cloud. Okay.
I'm actually above the clouds. Well, you could do the same thing with Cloud Peak. You know, as it has its name, you can tell that it's up above the clouds there at 13,000 feet, 13,167 feet to be exact. So you can just imagine that it's majestic there. But people a lot of times then will think, well, then the Bighorn Mountains must be kind of tough to navigate. But if you're into hiking, I mean, it's a great place to go and hike, because Bighorn has 100 miles of hiking trails that are really for every hiking level. So even if you're a beginner, you just kind of want to go out for a stroll, see some wildlife, and just kind of take in the fresh air, because I can imagine it's probably really good fresh air there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with all the mountains there and the glaciers, I bet it's really, really nice. So a hike would be really, really good to go out and just kind of relax, kick back, take your time hiking, see what kind of wildlife you see there, too. Now, there are also a bunch of lakes and rivers and things around, too. So if you're into fishing, you can take your gear or either rent some gear when you're there and go fishing to some of the different fishing places around as well. So that's my pick for this year. I'm going to go to some other places, but I will say that that is the one that I'm looking forward to.
I am excited for you.
I know. Doesn't it sound like it's going to be fun?
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I may get a chance to go horseback riding. I love horses. So I'm just looking forward to that trip. But I'm still keeping yours in mind as well. Now, Nicole, I know I'll probably see a little bit of you. You'll probably be a flash going by.
Yes. I'll be like, are you coming? I'm gone.
As you're heading out, and I'm heading to my meetings. But it all sounds great. So I hope you all have enjoyed this and you all have some ideas to put on your list. Or maybe you already have some of the places that we talked about today on your list, so maybe this will help you check them off and move them up to the top. But we want you to come back in 2 weeks when we come back with more great destinations, tips, and just great travel information here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, the show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Please check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. And maybe that will be a place that you add to your list, because there's a beach there. There's lots of hiking that you can do there, fishing, all kinds of things. But thank you for listening to the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Thanks, ladies. Bye-bye.